Passion, drive, and patience. The formula for winning championships is also what keeps your ride or die alive. eBay Motors has everything you need to maintain your vehicle and level it up to peak performance. Superchargers, roof racks, exhaust kits, LED headlights, and more. Whether you're into speed, power, or style, eBay Motors has you covered. With over 122 million parts for your number one ride or die, you'll always find exactly what you're looking for. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, your part is guaranteed to fit your ride every time or your money back. Because with eBay Motors, you're burning rubber, not cash. With all the parts you need at the prices you want, it's easy to make your car the MVP and bring home huge wins. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply. See ebaymotors.com.
Every team, every topic, everywhere. This is Believe.
Barry and Blandy wanted me to keep this quiet. They want to keep this lie going.
You're wrong. I'm sorry.
Lie.
I'm not wrong. I'm reading a fucking thesaurus.com website.
You can find whatever you want to find out there on the internet.
The word exciting has different uses.
One, two, three. It's a Hard Knicks Lie.
Knicks fans, and what is up, Barry motherfucking D?
What is up, Craig? I said, what is up, Craig?
And good day to Jay. I'm waiting for the music to slow down a little bit.
Oh.
Good day to Jay, a.k.a. Blanderson Hooper.
Good day to you as well, Craig.
How is everyone feeling?
Pretty damn good.
Pretty damn good,
indeed. Barry, the last time we all talked, you were not impressed with the Knicks lately because they were not against good teams. But how are you fucking feeling now?
Feeling pretty fucking good, Craig. This Knicks team continues to surprise me, man. They just continue to surprise me. I've been saying all those wins over the last 3 weeks were like against mediocre teams and lesser teams. And then I was convinced they were going to lose to the Nets even just because I thought they were due for a loss.
That's right. You texted
and then,
us.
Yeah. And then they didn't, obviously. And then I was really convinced that they weren't just going to lose to the Nuggets. I thought they were going to get blown out by the Nuggets. And because that was like the really first good team they played other than Philadelphia, and obviously better than Philadelphia. And I don't care that it was the fifth game of their road trip. It's still the fucking Denver Nuggets, you know, defending champion, healthy Denver Nuggets. And I just continue to be surprised by this team.
Right, and with Jokic going up against Jericho Sims and Precious Achiuwa. And that's the reason you thought we would lose to the Nets, because we had Jericho Sims and Precious Achiuwa.
Part of the reason. That wasn't even the whole reason. Even if they had Hartenstein, I still wouldn't have imagined what took place. You know, in no world.
Well, we're going to get into all of it. The Knicks are clicking, and this is some of the best basketball I've seen them play in a long, long time. Guys, it's playoff time, and the road to Vegas goes through San Francisco and Baltimore. Bet Online is your number one source for football, for playoff football odds, stats, trends, and lines, with everything from point spreads to hundreds of player performance props. Head to Bet Online today to stay updated on all the action. Bet Online. The game starts here. A whole new ad.
Wow, yeah.
A short ad. I love
nice.
It. It's like
get
four
in,
lines.
Get, out.
Get in and get out. Yeah, guys, I can't get over how well this team is clicking. Last week, I was talking about wanting a starter-level player like Murray, right? I think both of you guys were pushing for someone off the bench. Now, I don't know what the fuck to do. I don't want to do anything right now.
No. You still need bench help.
But look at how this team is clicking, mostly defensively. It is unbelievably fun. I've never had this much fun watching defense before. That that sequence of plays against the Nets with the heart block, the OG block, just like the way we were swarming the paint to keep the Nets from scoring.
Yeah.
Just, yeah, how active we were and how quick we were to make these stops. And then...
And they don't get overly called for fouls. You know, a lot of them are clean strips. They're just really, they've been really good.
Even Achiuwa out there. When he first came here, you were like, oh, this guy sucks.
Yeah, this guy's a place filler.
What do you have, 10 rebounds, right?
Yeah, 10 boards.
I really love watching that guy play. He's got this energy and athleticism that is just different. And
he's focused.
Good defensively. And he seems really intense. Like, he fits. All these guys fit in so perfectly well to this team. It's just all fucking working. And then against the Nuggets, just steal after steal after steal. OG playing amazingly defensively and offensively. This whole team feels so tight that the only reason I said that about the trades up top is, of course, you want them to improve, but it just feels so fucking perfect right now, Barry.
Well, for me, and I said this last week too, the starting five does feel perfect. You know, at least when you get Hartenstein back in there. The starting five feels perfect. Don't fuck with it. The bench was awesome against Denver, but you're not going to get that every night. I feel like each of the bench guys that the Knicks have that are currently in this rotation, you can look at any one of them, and if they were like the last guy in your rotation, you'd be like, wow, we got a really good guy that's the last guy in our rotation. Like Josh Hart, for example, if he was the last guy in your rotation, you'd be like, that's pretty damn fucking good. Miles McBride, the way he's been playing, if he's the last guy in your rotation, you'd be like, wow, that's really good. Quentin Grimes, it'd be great to have him as your last. But the thing is, if all of these guys make up your bench unit, it kind of gets diluted. It gets watered down. They're not going to be able to perform the way they did against Denver night after night. They're just not. That's where you're going to need to bolster up this team, because it's not going to work in a 7-game series. There's no way. And even with the talent that they have, even if Tibbs shortened it to a 7-man rotation, I don't think it's good enough. So that's where I'm hoping they set their sights on. And, you know, the news will come through sooner or later, and we'll see what happens. But you can't fuck with the starting five, I don't think.
Are you someone, have you been hearing the rumors about Alec Burks? Would you want Alec Burks?
I've heard about Alec Burks,
I don't entirely get that. If they want him, don't we have enough fucking small forwards? I don't understand. I guess there's a chance he could play the backup point too, right? He used to play that position.
Yep.
Back for us in the day. I don't know if that's the thinking.
You know, he's not a tiny guard, you know, so he's got that in his favor. He can shoot, he can defend, you know, and he's played well on this team before and for Tibbs. No, I want the Knicks deserve something better than that. And again, if they can deal out Fournier, you know, with the money that they would have to take back, there's no reason why they can't get a better guy, in my opinion, than Alec Burks.
And are you guys still really into getting Jordan Clarkson? I think both of you were into that.
Yeah, I would.
Yeah,
like
I'd be happy with Jordan Clarkson, sure.
I guess you can't. I mean, if you're just giving up Fournier, Grimes, and a pick, all you're losing is Grimes, who's, what does he get, like 10 minutes a game? He's at the very end of the bench, and you're giving up Fournier, who doesn't play. I mean, I was feeling like I want to start last week, but I'm more in the boat with you guys now just because of how, you're right, I don't want to fuck with it too much.
Yeah.
And the defensive energy for the starters, everyone just, the way everyone else plays defensively, other than like, not saying that Jalen and Julius are terrible, although maybe they are, but the way, how hard everyone else plays, it just works.
And like the for the past month, the defense that they've been playing, the tiny amount of points that they've been giving up, I think they're number one in the league with, you know, fewest points that they're giving up to opponents. They don't even have Mitch. Think about when they get Mitchell Robinson back in the lineup to add to their defense. I'm so excited for when he comes back onto this team. And, you know, nobody has any fucking clue when that's going to be. But I can't wait.
Yeah, when they get back.
To add him back.
Well, it might not happen.
Right, we don't know.
All I know is that right now, I'm just impressed with, I actually really am impressed with Achiuwa. he's kind of the per. I mean, maybe it's just a few games, and it's just, you know, it's not enough of a sample size. But he was a solid pickup to play behind Randall at the very least, and now he's filling
fine.
In
I mean,
big
I'm
minutes.
Not, I'm not like over the moon for Precious. I think his last two games are the best two games he's had as a Knick for sure. But I mean, we'll see. We'll see what happens.
And Jalen Brunson got, do you guys think he got snubbed this week? He was not named an all-star starter. You don't care.
As long as he's an all-star, what the fuck do I care if he starts or
he doesn't start? How many votes did you place for him, Barry?
I probably placed like 5. That's something. What do you want me to do, Jay? I'm going to sit in my computer and make it like, you know,
listen,
brush my teeth, comb my hair, vote for Brunson, off to work I go. I'm not doing that.
That's 5 more than I did, so.
Yeah, does it matter if he's a starter or comes off the bench? Does it really matter? And look, this is still good publicity for him. Everybody's talking about it. The national media is talking about it. He should have been a starter, this or that. So does it really matter? You know, a lot of people think that he should have been. That's good enough. It's going to go on his resume that he's an all-star.
You're right. It does not matter. He's going to be an all-star.
Will Randall be an all-star?
I'm guessing no, but I think he's 50.
He's going to be on the bubble, right?
Yeah.
Maybe yes, maybe no. It'd be great to have two Knicks in there.
It would be great, but the world doesn't like us enough to give us that.
They like
Brunson. They want two of the players being from New York. We will get Brunson. It's going to be a big moment.
Yeah, man, Brunson, I mean, can we just praise Brunson for a little bit here? He is fucking awesome. Like, he just continues to get better and better. Even through the course of this season, I feel like he's gotten better. The moves that he makes, he's, you know, I know Clyde calls him the maestro, and aptly so. He is a maestro with the ball, you know, no matter where on the court he is. He is so good. He's so strong. His footwork is unbelievable, what he can do out there. And again, he's only getting better. You know, this can be a perennial run for him with this all-star team, year after year. There may be no turning back.
He's got everything you fucking want on this Knicks team. Toughness, consistency, the heart. He's the leader of that entire team. And you're right, clutch.
It's him almost like when Kenny from TNT said a couple of months ago that the problem with the Knicks is no matter who they play, they're never going to have the best player on the floor. I mean, Jalen Brunson's making him eat his words, because there's many a night that Brunson is clearly the best player on the floor.
Candace Parker thinks he's too short.
Well, that got everybody uproar.
I know. What was the reasoning? She said that...
Because she said the problem was in the second round,
he didn't play
Jalen
well.
Brunson wasn't enough. And meanwhile, he put up spectacular numbers in the second round.
He put up better numbers than anyone in that entire second
she
round.
She also talked
team.
About his height, though. And when was the last time a team with a small guard leading them won? Which I think she said was, what, Isaiah and the Pistons, right?
I mean, is Steph Curry not small enough?
She said it wasn't just Steph that did it. It was the supporting cast that he had around. Oh, no. I think she actually gave credit to Steph, saying he was an anomaly.
Yeah, I think
which
she
is
said
hard to argue
exception.
Against. But it was more the fact that she blatantly
she was just wrong.
Got it completely wrong, that it wasn't even debatable.
And then she didn't back
that
down.
That he had
from
a subpar
it.
Series.
She like
right.
she didn't even apologize for being wrong. She kind of like tried to turn
right.
it
missed,
into something else.
She missed what it was. Yeah, but enough about Candace Parker, because I like Candace Parker. It was a bad moment for her.
Well, this week we find out that Jalen will make the All-Star team. And
yes.
She'll probably be in the three-point contest. Do you think he will be in some sort of a skill? Or
maybe. I could see him being down for that, enjoying something like that.
Listen, if they could put Julius Randle in the three-point contest, then they could put Jalen Brunson in the three-point contest.
Absolutely. Yeah, and he's still over 40, shooting over 40% from three. How about Deuce McBride lighting it up from three?
I mean, they're all the past couple of games, they're all lighting it up from three.
Crazy.
That's another thing that's amazing to watch, how well they're clicking defensively, offensively, and shooting. When's the last time we had this much shooting on a Knicks team? With Dante, Jalen, who else we got? Quentin.
Grimes, yeah. McBride. He's a shooter. I mean, look at his numbers.
I mean, OG from the corners there. He can't really shoot from anywhere else, it doesn't seem, but from that spot.
Yep, and Randall's a scorer, so he's getting his points.
When Dante puts it up, I feel like it's going in every fucking time.
Yep. Whenever I'm building a parlay, if I'm betting that night, I always include Dante at least 2 threes because it's a lock. Mm. At least 2 threes.
Let's hear how Ralph enjoyed this week, guys.
Okay. Let's listen.
Ralph and Janie here after the Knicks beat the Nets and were 10 games above 500. It was a dog fight. But we won.
You have to say it.
That's right. Where's your meow?
Meow.
Wow, Knicks leading the Nuggets over 20 at halftime. Who would have thunk it? Knicks extend their winning streak to 5, blowing out the world champion Denver Nuggets by 38. What'd you say, Janie?
It was a mauling.
Go, Knicks.
Not even a real number. I mean, the Knicks always lose to Denver. To beat them by 38.
Man. What's unbelievable lately, like, when the Knicks were bad, you'd watch them stay in the game against good teams, right, all the way, like, into the fourth quarter. And then the good team they're playing, we just turn it on and beat them over and over and over again. And now I fucking finally feel like that's us. Right? Like, we can go into the fourth down by 8. And then we just turn on the D. Jalen takes over. And we win. That's what we did against the Nets. I feel so confident every game right now that we can, like, I think we're a good team that we can play down to our competition in a way and just turn it on when we want to. And they wanted to turn it on after the Nuggets game. They said they wanted to do it right away because it was their fifth game of their road trip.
Oh, yeah, they hit them right in the mouth to start that game.
I mean, almost literally. Dante DiVincenzo snatched Jokic's eyeball out of his face. At least that's what I thought. Looked like.
Stabbing Jokic's eyeball.
Yeah. I thought he grabbed it. I thought he grabbed it and put it in his pocket.
Jokic was not happy. He was in a lot of fucking pain. Wow.
And even with that, I mean, he still put up 31 points in 27 minutes. So, you know, he still was getting his thing going.
He's incredible.
Yeah, he really is.
All right, Blaney, what else do we got? Play another one.
Here we go.
Yo, it's Paul U from Jersey. I was listening to the episode about Clyde, and I think when he was talking about Grimes' mom, he must have meant evocative, like invoked some kind of feelings in him or something.
Evocative? Is that a word?
Evocative.
He said some crazy shit, but I don't think he meant provocative. Also, you ever
you're making up words.
Someone will say something, like his broadcast partner, Breen or Kenny Albert, and he'll just say, yep. And there'll be like a long pause. I think that's so funny. Try to listen to it next time you watch a game. There it goes.
Evocative is a word, by the way.
Okay, but here's why I don't. Here's why I don't think he meant evocative.
Did you know that? Or you looked it up?
No, to evoke something, evocative, to bring about strong feelings.
Right. So I don't think that's what he meant. Because
no, Jay, I don't think it's what he meant either.
Can you play his use of provocative in the last game?
Do I have that?
I sent it to you.
Shit.
Which, by the way, I do think we need to apologize.
Well, let's hear him first.
I'm not apologizing for anything.
Provocative number 2.
No.
All right, let's hear it.
I don't know if I have it, Barry.
What? Do your fucking job. Why do you think I send you these clips?
I have everything else. I don't think I have that one.
Why would you not have that?
I've got all of the dick stuff. I've got plenty of dick stuff.
Yeah, now it sounds like I'm sending you dick stuff.
Have you ever sent anyone a dick pic, Barry?
Not of my own.
Nice.
Not on my own dick.
No, remember you he sent his parents all those pictures?
I sent my parents a picture of dicks on April Fool's Day to their digital picture frame.
Did you send that, Barry, into the group chat with the three of us?
Yes.
Oh, that's why. I took everything from...
Look, yeah, I mean, I have it here. I could either send it to you now or I could just play it through my phone. I just don't know how it's going to come out.
Oh, just play it through the phone to take us out of our misery.
I don't know, I have it.
Talking about in the Toronto game, how it was very provocative for both players.
Huh? Hold on, let me play it. I got it here so it sounds better sound.
Obviously, the largest ovation was for Barrett, but very provocative for both players.
No.
Now, according to thesaurus.com, Barry and Blandy wanted me to keep this quiet. They want to keep this lie
you're
going.
You're wrong. I'm sorry.
Lie.
I'm not wrong. I'm reading a fucking thesaurus.com website.
You can
so
find whatever
down.
You want to find out
Craig,
there on the internet.
The word exciting
no matter where it's
has
from.
Different uses. So just because it says that a synonym of provocative is exciting doesn't mean that he used it the correct way.
One of the synonyms was inspiring. Okay, so what other meanings are there for inspiring?
Inspires Blandy. Erections is what
is that what you're thinking?
I'm sorry.
So how do you
he
how
didn't
do you, how
use
do you,
it the correct way.
How do you argue inspiring?
He didn't use it the correct way.
Provocative can mean inspiring.
I don't buy that for 1 second.
Well, look at it fucking says it on the thesaurus.com. And on Merriam-Webster dictionary.
I don't care what the thesaurus says. Just think about how people speak and the way people speak and how people use words. He did not use the word correctly. No. It's that simple. Provocative is something that people use when they're talking about like something usually sexual or something like
to
that.
In the Blandy dictionary.
Sorry.
Let's ignore the actual dictionaries out there.
You're referencing a thesaurus, not a dictionary, dick. I'm all riled up.
Yes, stupid. I'm sorry. It's just, no.
Well, it's unfortunate when you're wrong and you won't admit it.
No, sorry. Not wrong here.
Well, in the Merriam-Webster dictionary, it lists synonyms for provocative.
Does it list definitions?
Exciting, edgy, motivational, inflammatory, instigating, fiery, activating.
Nobody uses provocative other than to
inciting,
use it in a way that's either sexual or something that is meant to make people angry.
Explosive is referring to ejaculation. Inflammation is referring to inflaming cock.
Energizing.
I'm willing to bet that never
fuck
in
like
the history...
bunnies, like the Energizer Bunny.
In the history of the English language, I bet no one else has ever said that watching their two kids play sports was a provocative experience. I'm willing to bet life on that. I'm sorry.
You're just stuck in your own head here.
No, I'm not.
Yeah, you're being stubborn about it.
I'm not.
Merriam-Webster literally says, serving or likely to arouse a strong reaction. Arouse doesn't have to just be sexual.
I'm telling you.
Is it a strange use of the word, Craig?
Not
you're under oath, by the way.
Not according to the dictionary.
I'm not talking about anybody.
Fuck
I'm asking
that.
You, is it a strange choice of words, in your opinion?
No.
You're just so full of shit. This is just performance art for you. You're so
it's
full of shit.
It's provocative. It's exciting.
No. Sorry.
It's edgy. It's provocative.
Never.
All right.
Would you ever describe watching your son play a sporting event as provocative to somebody else?
No, because I would not say he's playing edgy. It's not exciting in that way. It's a different sort of excitement.
No, Craig, it's not. You're sorry.
If my son stepped
he's
on the basket,
he's lost a step. He's lost more than a step.
If my son stepped on the basketball court, okay?
Yeah.
Was talking a lot of trash. Right.
Okay.
Came in with a mohawk on, was breaking ankles. I would say, That's a provocative motherfucker out there.
No, you would not.
I call
not.
Bullshit.
Yes, I would.
You are so full of shit. You are.
You would have said this prior to 2 weeks ago?
Or prior so to my, full ago?
Now, when my son goes out there and, you know, the ball jumps off the rim and he puts his hands up and closes his eyes, hoping it doesn't hit him in the head, I don't think that's provocative.
Okay, Craig, how about this? How about this? You arrive late to your son's basketball game, so you missed most of it. Game ends, everybody's cleaning up. The coach, older man, comes over to you, puts his arm around you, and he said, you know, your son tonight, you should have seen him. What he was doing out there on the court, it was really provocative. Would you not get like a sick, twisted feeling about this old dude that's coaching your son?
I'd be like, was he touching himself outside, like on the court?
You would find it a little unnerving.
I mean, you're like whispering it to me from an old man. Of course it sounds terrible.
I'm sorry. You're.
But if Clyde Frazier walked up to me after that game and said he looked provocative out there, I'd say, fuck yeah.
You can't handle the truth.
I'm sorry. You can't. No. He's lost a step. We're not the only people who think that. He uses words that a lot of times don't make any sense in the context with which he's saying them.
In the context of the dictionary, it does. All right, guys, we can. Oh, you think God. Everyone wants to hear us argue about definitions?
No,
probably not.
Voicemail number two.
Knicks win. It's Murder Jim, Ralph's favorite caller. Listen, I want to say fucking it was awesome having Ralph on there, man. Those fucking stories. It was incredible, man. It was fucking incredible. I'm a lover. I'm a big fan. He is my favorite caller. I don't know what happened to Dr. Dickie, man. Dr. Dick.
Rest in peace.
I don't know, man. Dr. Dick sings. But we got to get some new call. We got to get some more crazy callers, man. I don't know what's going on with you folks out there, man. Where's all the crazy people, man? Fucking call up. Calling all crazies. Yeah, and anyway, about the Knicks. We're fucking rolling, but here's the thing. You guys were right. It's not being a paranoid Knicks fan, but this impending doom, because you know that the bench fucking sucks. Sucks. And I think when we get to the playoffs, man, it's going to be a first round. If Brunson and Randle kill it, then we can probably win the first round. The second round, you know, they're going to figure that shit out, man. They're going to shut those guys down, man. I don't know, man. I think you're right. There's a lot of weaknesses, man. So hopefully we make up just a little trade to get some kind of bench support, man. Just one of those guys who just scores, man. One of those many chippers who fucking, anyway, you guys are the best, man. Later. Murder. Jim. Ow.
Now, was that before the Denver game? Did he say? I don't remember.
It would be before the Denver game.
I'm sure he probably felt a lot differently.
That call was on Thursday afternoon.
Oh, okay. All right, so before the game.
Before the Denver game. Yeah, because, again, even in that game, they didn't need a ton from Randle and Brunson in that game to beat Denver. It was really like a complete team effort, just like it was beating the Nets. It was really a team effort there as well.
So yeah, that was incredible. Yeah, like Brunson just had 21, which is like an off night for him.
Right.
You know,
right.
He only played 27 minutes.
Right, because he didn't.
Well, by the fourth quarter, the game was over.
So he didn't play the fourth quarter at all.
Yeah, he and Randle sat the whole quarter.
They got four.
OG was the player of that game.
As great as Precious and Jericho, as great. They just held it together that game. 4 points combined.
All right, well.
Yep.
So like, yeah, where did all our points come from? OG was good.
OG was the man.
Quentin had 19 points, but I feel like a lot of that was late.
That was garbage time.
12 points in the fourth quarter for him, which was all garbage. So he had 7 going into that.
How about OG's plus minus? I mean,
Oh my God! Yeah, fucking, I wanted to talk about that too.
What's going on there? Is that just a coincidence?
Or is that... No, he just continues to do it game after game. It was not. He's always leading the team in plus minus.
In the 13 games, I think he's plus 15,000.
It's
yeah, I think that's accurate.
Yeah. That's, yeah, we round up to 15,000. It's
dude,
nuts,
he's fucking
man.
He's fucking provocative. If is OG not provocative?
No. He is boring as all shit. Did you see the interview after the game?
Dude, I had a boner. I had a boner the entire Nuggets game. I had a boner the entire Nuggets game. Six.
No, OG
steals.
Made a concerted effort to be better in that interview. I dug
which
it.
One was it? The which game was it? I think it was the Nugget game where somebody threw like a cross court pass, and he like leapt out of nowhere, and stole the ball with like one hand. Was that in the Nugget game? His wingspan is just insane.
He is so much fun to watch.
Yep. Yeah, he's a big, strong dude.
And he's not that... He's not... Hold on, I've got a fucking ad popping up here. He's not that good offensively, right?
No, he's like pretty good offensively, though. He showcased some stuff. He had a nice little turnaround in the paint.
He couldn't be any more opposite of RJ as far as athleticism and strength and just how smooth he looks. Like,
he's awesome.
I feel like he's going to be so good in the playoffs. What Murder Jim was just saying about the playoffs.
Like, if I was buying a jersey right now, we talk about jersey we want. If I was buying a jersey, I'd want a fucking OG and an Obi jersey already.
I just feel like he's going to make such a massive difference in the playoffs.
Yes. Yeah, you need a guy like him.
So, like, I could see us getting out of the first round and deep into the second just because we have him, even if we have our bench right now. I think he's just going to make such a big difference.
Yeah.
All right. We got someone else calling.
I messaged both of you about it, and neither of you responded to this, and then I messaged you again.
Probably because it was boring. But
And I said, you didn't respond. Murder Jim brought up Dickie. So I just want to bring it back to Dickie here. So Barry and I went looking for Dr. Dickie on Twitter because, you know, last week we played taps like he was dead. And it looks as if he signed out of Twitter in March of last year in a very, very odd way. A lot of, I shouldn't say odd, just not what I was expecting. A lot of God stuff. Seemed like he was a real man of God, which is weird because he never came across that way in his voicemails. I mean, he was talking about shitting his pants and all that kind of stuff, but it was very religious. So then I checked out his Spotify page, and he's got all this music, and every song that he's got in there is named after a book in the Bible. His first song was like a regular rap song, which he produced, and it's got a guy like cursing like crazy, and everything since has been religious. No words, just religious titles. And I'm wondering if maybe we lost him to the church. Like seriously, I'm wondering, like, did he find God and we're just so heathenist that he just decided he couldn't listen to us anymore?
All right, what's the next voicemail we got?
What? You know, I mean, he was one of the consistent callers. You don't question that? You don't wonder about that?
I think it's more fun he's no longer with us.
We've had regular callers drop off.
I know, but it just seems weird that because he never struck me as a really religious guy. Did he ever strike you as a really religious person?
I didn't really think about that. I think he could have been.
I find it hard to believe with the way that he would call in and the things that he would say.
What would he say? What would he say?
I just mean the bad language and the stuff.
I don't know. I
stuff.
Mean, look, Emmanuel Quickly, for example, very religious guy, big time. And yet, if he's hanging out with his buddies or his teammates, I'm sure God isn't coming up. But when he's in the press or doing stuff in front of TV,
right? But what about the cursing and stuff like that? I don't know. I mean, listen, I still would prefer to think that he died. I think I would rather we lost him that way.
I hope he's
alive. But I think we lost him because we are godless heathens in his eyes.
This is why we didn't respond to you, because I just don't think there's much to talk about.
All right, fine. Here we go.
What is up, boys? It's Hope to Pay calling after that Denver game. Holy shit.
Barry, I think that's your statement win right there, man. End of a long road trip or not. That's what it looked like to me. That's the best basketball game I think I've seen them play in years. And I thought for sure they were going to get their fucking clock cleaned by the Joker tonight. We came out from the start and we punched the reigning champs right in the motherfucking mouth and poked him in the eye and showed no fear. It was beautiful. It was just calm, cohesion, confidence. Beautiful. Like you guys. I still think we need to make a trade to get better on the bench. But, man, I'd sure hate to break out that chemistry we saw tonight. And it makes me second-guess giving up anything other than maybe Fournier and some picks. And it's so gratifying to see a team come together like this. You know, it's just like waiting for so long. Everybody's locked in. Nobody sucked tonight. When was the last time that happened? Shit. Even Clyde was on his game tonight, styling and profiling without any flubbing of his lines. And the way he closed out the first half with that emphatic, yeah, that was fucking gold. Oh, by the way, you guys can and absolutely should make a regular segment out of Clyde's best mispronunciations and nonsensical statements each week, because that shit's gold too. All right, boys, have at it. Hope to pay out.
There we go. So we got Barry. I think we got a thumbs up there.
So the vote is 1-0.
One to one.
We win the vote.
Was it what? 1-1?
There was a tweet that came out last week that I guess thought it was disrespectful.
Tweets don't. So it doesn't matter.
Do we have anything from this past week to play?
No.
No. We just have the other provocative thing.
Clyde had a perfect week.
Well, he had a.
Well,
he also one game
didn't
he took
do
off.
A couple of games. Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh. It was a game perfect. On TNT, right? So. But we do have a song possibility, an intro song that's being worked on.
By who? Barry, why are you sighing right now?
Because this is the type of thing you don't talk about until you have a product, finished product.
This is Blandy. He doesn't know what to do. Nah. What's wrong with you? Blandy?
Why? I'm just letting people know we're working on something.
You think that's going to keep them here? We're working. Who's working on a song? You got to talk about it. Together? Who's writing it?
Barry and I wrote it together. Okay.
And it's
about
Clyde.
I had the idea. I had some lines. Barry tightened up a little piece. And so it's coming together.
Is the melody to a song we all know or it's a whole new melody?
Yes, it is. Yes. Just like the Ian Begley song was.
Wow.
It's short. Okay. It's sweet. It's like four lines. Like I said, Blandy wrote it. I think I tweaked one line. Otherwise, it was, I thought it was good.
But I think it really works. It really
When are you guys
works.
Doing this? When are you fucking doing all this?
What do you mean? We're chatting back and forth during the course of the day.
Writing songs together?
We chat.
Like this was like in the span of what, like 3 minutes?
Yeah.
I mean, maybe you spent more time because you looked up a song and had the idea.
Can we hear it? Just fucking sing it, Blandy.
No. Sorry. That we're not.
What's the song that it's to?
I'm not going to tell you that either. 2 seconds ago, you were like, Barry's like, don't say anything until you have it. Now until it's ready to go. No.
And are you guys going to get together to record it?
We're not sure yet.
Who would be the singer?
We don't know yet.
Jesus Christ.
But it works. It works really well, I think.
Okay.
It didn't take all that long to come together, so.
All right. I thought we did have clips to play. Barry, you sent like 10 clips.
Well, yeah, but
we have a bunch of dick clips. That's what he was talking about, the dick text. I don't know if it's worth it. It seems kind of lowbrow, to be honest. We have a bunch of times Clyde saying dick.
Oh,
like
yeah.
Stuff
we
about
were,
dick because of Grady Dick.
We're very immature.
You might as well play those. Play what you have with those.
What team was he on, Grady Dick?
Toronto.
And the three of us during that game couldn't get enough.
Like, did Clyde just say?
Laughter out of any time Clyde said dick.
So try to play Clyde, him as fast as you can.
Let's play Clyde's dirty,
one after the other.
Dirty calls from Clyde here.
Deja vu for dick.
This is what we're...
Deja vu for dick.
This is what we're texting during the game. What's wrong with us?
Nothing's wrong with us.
Don't you feel stupid right now?
No, I don't.
That we were all like, we are all literally like, do you just hear that? Deja vu for dick.
What's wrong with trying to find happiness in just the tiniest little moments of life?
You couldn't Barry's texting it and then I'm right behind him or right before him. Like, what the fuck is wrong with us? How old are we?
Running over dick.
See, he thought that one was funny.
Yeah, he
laughed at that one, running over dick.
That's the forte of dick.
That's the forte of dick we got.
Now, what is that exactly? Hold on. Is that the strength of dick? The forte of dick?
Yeah.
Is that what
that's right.
No, that's fuerte. Fuerte would be Spanish for strong.
Fuerte, I think, also is strong. No. Maybe
what's
Italian.
Fuerte mean then?
Strong.
It's probably Latin.
If something is your forte, it means that it's something that you're good at.
That's true too. But in music, if you have forte, that's louder. Not, you know, different than crescendo. But forte is something in music as well, where I think it's louder or stronger.
That's possible.
Forte.
Don't look in your thesaurus, Craig, because your thesaurus.com
does also mean strength, just for the record.
Well, I can't believe anything that
But I think that just means like you've got a strength, like you're good at something.
Yes, it means like it's something you're good at. Yes. That's what it means. It doesn't mean strength as in you're thinking fuerte in Spanish. That's what you're thinking. And then there was always
Dick doing a good D.
Dick doing a good D. Yeah.
Running over Dick.
Perfect. Nothing wrong with laughing at that, you know?
Mm-hmm. Some good dick jokes.
Old in age, but young at heart, you know?
That's why Dickie. Why was his name Dr. Dickie? Was that?
I have no idea.
Yeah.
I think Dr. Lone Wolf was his Twitter handle.
Yeah.
All right, y'all hear that music. That's all the voicemails, right, Blandy?
Yes, that was it. Yeah.
It's time for the news with Blanderson Hooper, who's about to tell us all the big scoring games in the NBA this week, and I can't wait to hear all
of that. I don't understand. What is your deal?
What's newsworthy? You have 270-point scoring games in the span of a week?
You're a fan of the NBA, and I'm typing like, so-and-so's got 70 points, and you're like, and? I don't understand. What was that, just you being Barry? Like, why are you texting this to us? Or was that really you just didn't give a shit?
I just know how much it bothers you.
The other day we were texting back and forth, the three of us, and mostly me and Barry, and Craig's like, how do I unsubscribe to this chat?
Holy shit. Yeah, you know what was going on there? What were you guys talking about? That's actually a great thing to bring up.
Yeah, what were we talking about?
I think it was about the scoring in the other games.
No, hold on.
It was the Embiid
Cat Night.
Embiid. Yeah, it was the Embiid Cat Night.
Is that what it was?
Yes.
I'm laying with my son trying to get him to, you know, I just
where is it?
Trying to get him to go to sleep.
Here it is, yeah.
What were you guys saying? What day was it?
I have it right here.
We're trying to watch a Dave Portnoy pizza review because we love watching those. And I've got one AirPod in my ear. He's got one AirPod in his ear so that my daughter and wife don't know that we're watching videos after it's supposed to be bedtime.
Okay.
And we're watching them. And every fucking second, I'm getting an alert from you guys that I have to keep swiping off. And at first, you're like, all right, swiping off. But it was incessant.
I have it here. It's not
the point
that bad.
Where we were both. I was like, "The fuck!" I was cursing.
It is kind of bad. It looks like from 7:38.
No, because Barry, they really start around 9:11.
No, there's
9:11,
9:10, 11:12, 13:14. 14 texts about Embiid all in the span of that game until Craig finally says,
how the fuck do I unsubscribe to this chat? 14 texts in how many minutes? Can you see that?
No, within the span of, I don't know if I have a time
stamp. It's more than an hour. It's almost 2 hours.
No, it's not.
Yes, it is.
The first one was 7:38.
The first one is 7:38.
Okay.
You asked how to unsubscribe at 9:14.
Okay, but go to right before 9:14.
At 9:11, there was 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10.
There were 10 texts at 9:11.
Yes. And then at 9:14, yeah.
It was fucking annoying. So I did say, how do I get out of this?
I get it.
Shut your phone off. That's all you got to do.
We were watching a video. We were watching YouTube.
No, Barry, it was over 3 minutes. It was not all at 9:11.
Okay, 14 texts over 3 minutes is crazy.
How? It's two people going back and forth. It's not like one of us sent 14 texts in 3 minutes. We were having a conversation.
I was questioning our entire fucking
friendship. Joel Embiid had 59 points at the half. Like, we're having a conversation.
And?
What do you mean, and? He was on a pace to score 118 points in a game.
He took 85 shots. And?
Oh, my God.
Now, Luka tonight, not to ruin your news, but holy fuck.
Let's talk about...
What, he missed like 8 shots?
Hold on. Whoa. Slow down.
Unbelievable. 73 points. I've never seen anything like it.
Well, at least
how
won.
Many times have you seen something like it, Craig?
Actually, never. I didn't see tonight's game. I didn't see the Embiid game. I didn't see the Carl Anthony Towns game. I didn't see the Booker game. I probably didn't see the Kobe game because I just watched Knicks games.
Luka, yeah, he missed 8 shots. 25 of 33 from the field. It's fucking insane.
Did you turn that on when it was happening?
No, because I didn't. No. I didn't have it.
Oh.
I was watching the Embiid game. That I turned on because that was on NBA TV. Towns scored 62 that night. He had like 44 at the half, but they lost. And Booker scored 62 tonight, and the Suns were leading most of the game, and they ended up losing to the Pacers. But
would you trade Jalen Brunson for anyone of Luka, Embiid, or Booker?
Yes,
I wouldn't. Can't give up on Brunson.
I definitely would not trade him for Booker.
For Luka Doncic?
Luka's not a winner. Is he a winner?
No, he's not. He's a loser.
He's a fucking loser.
You cannot replace the fucking will Brunson has in his heart to fucking will us to victory.
Sure.
I wouldn't trade him for any of those fucking guys. Am I crazy?
And dude, am I delusional? Look, if he can take this team to the promised land, you know, be it, you know, within the next few years.
Would you trade him for Embiid right now?
I'm satisfying with it.
Just like knowing what our roster is. So you'd just get Embiid and
No. You can't. You can't because you still need a fucking point guard.
If the Sixers offered straight up Joel Embiid, who averages 35 and 10 a game, for Jalen Brunson, you're saying no.
Well, no, absolutely.
Straight
up.
Say no. You can't say no.
Of course you can't say no.
But I can say I don't necessarily want to do it.
I'm saying no.
Craig, you're being crazy.
I'm saying no.
I believe him.
He's crazy.
I swear my life I would not make that trade.
I think Craig enjoys watching the brand of basketball that Jalen Brunson plays.
That's great.
More so than even as impressive as Joel Embiid, and he's fucking beyond impressive. They're obviously stylistically extremely different. Two totally different ends of the spectrum.
Guy averages 35
and I think the brand of basketball
10.
Brunson plays is what you want to watch night after night. Is that fair to say?
He's got my heart, Brunson. Absolutely. And he's better than Embiid. So,
there we go. That's
if he wanted to score 35 a game, he would. He doesn't want to.
Really? Okay.
He does what he wants.
All right, moving along.
In 3 years, he probably will be scoring 35 a game, by the way.
You think?
What's to stop him? What's going to stop Jalen Brunson?
See? Silence.
Nothing.
He doesn't have an answer for you.
It's like, what,
it's better
what
every
say?
Year. What's to stop Joel Embiid? His fucking knees? All right. What?
All right, let's
have we started the fucking news yet?
Yeah, we. No. I started, and then you interrupted right off the bat, and then it just, it's
did
gone
I,
off
did
the
we
rails
blow
from
through
here.
All your news?
No.
That's my goal
that
right
That was
now.
Just, no. The Wizards moved on from Wes Unseld Jr. It's weird. After basically 3 years as the coach of the Wizards, they're moving him into a front office advisory capacity. And one of the assistant coaches, Brian Keefe, has been named as the interim head coach and will remain the head coach for the rest of the season. And obviously earlier in the week, Adrian Griffin was fired 43 games into his first season as the Bucks coach, with the Bucks at 30-13, which is just odd. Now, Doc Rivers supposedly has been hired for this job, but Doc Rivers was in his first, he was supposedly getting like $40 million and he left his job at ESPN. Remember, they got rid of Van Gundy and Mark Jackson and set up that new booth with Breen and Doris Burke and Doc Rivers. But then they were supposed to introduce him as the coach today and they didn't. He was supposed to coach tonight and he didn't. And now I haven't seen anything from Woj or from Shams, but on the Michael Kay show today, Michael Kay said that he heard from somebody within the company that the holdup today was that there was a clause in Rivers' contract that didn't allow him to leave in the first year to just go and take a job. So I don't know what's going on. I haven't seen anything from Shams or Woj.
Yeah, because you sent that to us, and, right. And meanwhile, I didn't see it either.
It's
and then
not
I was seeing like they were announcing who, like he was picking his assistant coaches. For
one
him,
of
like,
the reasons thing. Why they had an issue, or that they gave for getting rid of Van Gundy, was, and partly it was because the NBA didn't like how critical he could be at times. But ESPN was always worried that he was going to take a job somewhere.
Right.
So they
that
replaced
would make sense
him with
to
Doc
me.
Rivers.
Yeah. How do you not have a contract for a year? Even,
right.
You know, for
so how could they right. sign Doc Rivers for quite a bit of money to be the analyst and not have something in his contract that says, you know, I mean, because they're halfway into the season. So I'm not really sure what's going on there.
Yeah, maybe there is more to this.
Right. There was a couple of people that they reported today he was bringing on as assistants. But like nothing has been set in stone yet. So he's not officially the coach as of right now. So who knows what's going on? I don't know. Kevin Porter, former Rockets guard, reached a deal with prosecutors in Manhattan, where he pleaded guilty to misdemeanor assault and harassment in the case involving the beating of his ex-girlfriend, if you remember that. He has to complete a 26-week abusive partner intervention program, abide by a limited order of protection, attend all of his court dates, and have no further arrests. And if he does that, he will be able to effectively clear his criminal record. And I'm sure once that happens, he'll be back in the league. Because if Miles Bridges is back in the league, Kevin Porter Jr. will eventually sign with the team also. Also, it looks as if at All-Star Weekend, Steph Curry, he's not going to take place in the three-point contest, but he is going to go head-to-head in a three-point contest with Sabrina Ionescu, the New York Liberty star, who last year set a NBA and WNBA record by scoring 37 points in one round in the three-point contest. She hit 15 out of 16 shots, so it looks like the two of them will be going head-to-head, which should be interesting.
I saw a tweet saying they should use the same size balls. Are WNBA balls smaller?
They might
they
be.
Are.
It probably makes sense smaller. If they are, just because their hands probably aren't as big.
But
I think
it
all came from
through the hoop then.
That's true, too.
Well, I'm sure that they would have something to even that out.
I don't think they would.
No.
She would use the ball she's used to playing with, and he would use the ball he's used to playing with.
He's just the ball he's fair used to playing me. With? Did you clip that off, Landy?
No, well, we'll have it for
balls.
Next week.
The ball he's... Oh, the ball. Oh,
so what, the does ball. He favor one ball over the other? Does he have a favorite, the right or the left?
Let me ask you a question. I got in this conversation at work recently.
Wait, do I need to bounce the basketball, or is this related to what
we're
talking
about? Yeah, it's related to balls. You can bounce the basketball.
Okay, so, and that's the way the basketball bounces.
By the way, you missed the biggest news of today.
Which is?
Frank Ntilikina scored his first points of the season today.
Oh, is that right?
Where is he, Charlotte?
Do you know, I used to think he was going to be like the greatest point guard ever.
Yeah, why not think that? This young,
thought he was going to be like a Kyrie Irving.
I'd try him straight up for Joel Embiid.
What's on your mouth right now, Blandy? What is that?
No, I just...
What was
it? A little spittle.
So you're having a work conversation?
Conversation at work about physicals. Do you guys... Does your doctor touch your balls for testing for testicular cancer?
No.
At this age?
No.
Me neither. All right, thank you.
And I haven't had one of those cough things in a really long time either.
Yeah, I can't remember.
Guys I work with, they're like 50, and they're still getting that ball roll thing. And I said that their doctor might be taking advantage of the situation.
Maybe it's an old school doctor, and they still use that method, and I don't know.
Can't they just check on their own?
Right,
wouldn't you just be like, yeah, I got it handled, doc.
Well, do you do that?
Appreciate the offer.
Do you check on your own?
There are times when I've done that, yeah.
There are times.
Yeah.
But we don't need to worry about that anymore, right?
Well, I think you always have to worry about it. What do you mean? What do you mean not worry about it? Not worry about getting testicular cancer?
Yeah, yeah.
I think you'd always have to worry about that. It's a cancer.
Oh, at our age you do, still.
I think at any age, I would assume.
So a little behind the scenes right over here on my end.
What's going on?
Just relating to before, because I'm just looking at my phone again. Before, when you were going on and on, Craig, about like the thesaurus stuff and the word provocative, and we were arguing with you, I looked down at my phone and I got a text from Jay, not in a group chat, just me and him, and it said, "Stupid bitch." And I was like, that's a little harsh.
Seriously?
Yeah, I swear to God. So when he was doing the news, I picked up my phone to go back to it, to his stupid bitch comment, and I see he obviously wasn't talking about you.
I was talking about Giannis.
He sent me a snapshot. He had like a six-leg parlay going tonight. And the only leg that missed was Giannis not getting 25 points. Everything else hit. So obviously he was calling Giannis the stupid bitch.
Yeah, I wasn't calling you the stupid bitch.
I happened to look down at my phone exactly when he texted that, and you were ranting. So,
by the way,
should I share this with Craig?
Cancer of the testicle is one of the less common cancers and tends to mostly affect men between 15 and 49 years of age.
Oh, so we should still be getting the roll.
Is that what they call it?
I don't know. That's what I'm calling it right now.
When the doctors are around the water cooler.
I don't think they do call it. I don't think you want
like,
them.
Just
how many rolls
this guy
you do
roll
this week, huh? How many rolls you do?
I was giving this guy the roll, and you should have seen the size of it.
You got to roll them around.
Gently.
Yeah,
what are those balls
called? Those two metal balls. What are those called?
Stress
balls.
No.
Like the metal kind of ones, right?
Yeah,
the shiny ones?
Yeah, something with a G. Yeah.
G?
I don't know.
How do you know something with a G?
Or something with a like a Chinese word. Zheng Zheng balls or
gun. Zheng Zheng ball?
Zheng Zheng balls or... What the fuck are they?
What?
I'm telling you, it's something with a G.
Silver
or like a
balls.
ZH.
With a G for stress.
Shiny metal balls, you wrote it, they're called Baoding balls.
What?
No, Xinjiang. Xinjiang.
They are Xinjiang. Okay.
With a Q, though, just for the record.
Okay.
I got that on thesaurus.com. Xinjiang balls. Xinjiang. Also known as Denpatek. And stress balls. Chi balls? Are you thinking of chi balls?
Nope.
Oh yeah, I see that. Yeah, no, it's also called a Baoding ball.
Baoding?
Baoding, yeah.
All right, guys, that's going to do it for today's show.
What the fuck?
I don't know what is happening. We play the Heat at 3 o'clock.
Yeah, Saturday 3.
Fuck.
Be nice.
That's a
to
game
get that
I really want to carve out of my day to watch, but that is a tough time.
Yeah, I will not be around for that. Shit. I won't be around for that.
I'm not going to be able to resist the score. Are you guys going to... You're going to watch it later, Barry?
I'll watch it later, yeah.
Sunday?
Either Saturday night or Sunday morning, yeah.
I don't know. How does he do that, Blandy?
I don't know.
I can do it, whether I know the score or not, I can do it. I prefer not to know the score, but even if I do, I still want to watch.
You'll watch even if they lose, and you know they lost.
Yeah, I still want to see the play. I want to see the tenor of the team.
And how does your wife feel about that? If you're gone all day and then you come back and you know what happened in the game and then you sit there and you ignore her and watch the game anyway.
She likes that I'm passionate about things.
Don't you think she'd prefer I'm passionate
about her as well.
She finds it provocative.
Yes, that's right.
That is the right use of the word, right?
No, I don't think that.
Her husband watching basketball?
I don't think
she finds that provocative.
No.
What
she would find provocative is if she got home from being out and the kids were out and Barry was in like his boxers. That would be provocative. That she'd find provocative. Hmm. Or maybe she wouldn't. I don't know. I guess it all depends how Barry looks in his boxers.
Why? Is Barry in his boxers such a sexy thing?
Maybe to her it is.
Sexy time.
I don't know.
You show up, you come home, and Barry's in his boxers.
Maybe to her that is provocative.
It's nothing hotter than that.
You could see the goods.
Yeah.
Those are two of my favorite drops, by the way. Sexy time.
What was the other one? I missed the other one.
Sexy time.
Oh, sexy. And how did that come up? Sex. What's the history of that drop?
Who knows? So many of these are so
about
ridiculous.
Sexy time with my wife. The goods. I don't know what that was about. About seeing the goods.
All right, guys. Until next time.
I can go either way. Is that one?
Yeah. So you can either go.
How
either
dare
way.
You collect these drops?
Butt fucking?
Fucking children. No wonder Dickie's moved on.
No wonder we were texting back and forth about Clyde saying the word dick over and over again. You know?
Yeah, really back in seventh grade.
Alright, guys, until next time.
I never left seventh grade, so. Still there now. You're so still there?
It is a hard
Knicks
life.
Deja vu for Dick.
It's a hard Knicks life.
Thank you for listening to Believe. You can show support to your host by subscribing to the show and giving us a 5-star rating on your preferred platform. Check us out at Believe.com and search for BLEAV on YouTube.